Well, you know what? It's a lot of the things that we've done all this year. So, you know, they're a tough team to slow down. They got a lot of speed, a lot of skill, and I felt that our coverage in the neutral zone today was spectacular. And I think the biggest thing is we had full commitment through our lineup to play defense. And in our zone, when bounces didn't go our ways, we worked the puck out of the zone. We got in the neutral zone. We got pucks deep. We forechecked when we needed to. And we paid attention to the details. I think last game, the details are kind of what cost us. And this game, we paid attention to all of them for full 60.
You have goals in three straight games, but I know Peter Laviolette cares more about the defensive effort first. How were you, Matthias Ekholm, able to be so effective tonight?
Well, I got to stay out of the box. I mean, like this past two games, you know, whether they're penalties or not, I mean, I got to stay out of the box. It's going to cost us big time if that doesn't happen. But I think when I'm on the ice, Ecky and I do a great job of communicating. And I think the biggest difference in today's game is our forwards committed really well to coming back and applying a lot of back pressure. I remember a few times just taking on the rush, and we didn't even really have to do anything because they're lifting sticks on the way back and turning pucks over. So that's really, really important. Ecky will tell you the same thing. It makes a huge difference. But, you know, for us, Ecky and I have to be tough to play against, you know, regardless of who we're playing, regardless of what the game is. We have to be solid, for our team to have success.
In light of how Game 3 ended, how good does it feel personally to get the game winner in this one win? It's not a must win, but it's a big one.
You know what? For me, I don't care how we get it or who gets it. It's just we have to get it. So I wish that the first goal was the game winner. Like I said, just got to find ways to stay out of the box. You know, it's a tough play, but just happy that we got the 2 points and got the win, rather, and we're heading home playing in front of our fans in a big game. So, for us, we're going to take this. We know they're going to be better as the series goes on. So I think in this position, this is exactly what both teams expected it to be, a long series. And, now we got home ice back.
PK, what did Scott Hartnell's addition to the lineup, how did it change the complexion of the
lineup? He's such a good team guy, and, you know, that's why he's here. He brings so much to our team, especially in grit. And I know playing against him in the East when he played for Philly was always a tough battle. And playoff hockey is his type of hockey. So, but I know personally, and we talked about it after the game, and after I have a tough game or I don't play my best, he always comes to me and, you know, tells me that I got to be better the next game. And got to lead by example. And, I respect him so much as a player, but as a person as well. And I think all the guys in the room respect him that way, and he's done such a great job for us all year and just coming in. I know that we didn't start the year with a guy like Fish, but he came in and Hartsy did a great job of just helping our team every day, just being better pros and helping us glue well as a team with a lot of new additions and stuff. So he brings a lot to our team, and today he stepped up, played a big game for us, and did exactly what he needed to do.
Okay, how much credit does Peter and the coaching staff deserve for the way you guys come into these big games?
A lot, personally, I just love playing for Labby. He's, if you can believe it, he's got more energy than me, and I love that. It's just a fun to play for a guy like that that can, really motivate a team every day. And, every day there's seems like we have our kind of foundation of what we need to do to win, but he always finds a way to give us that extra edge and that extra boost before every game. And making really solid coaching decisions. I can sit here and pump his tires, but his resume speaks for itself and what he's done in the postseason and the regular season. But I know he's well respected from everybody in our locker room, and he does a really good job, like I said, of building a team and making everybody feel part of it. And I think right now we're going to try to build off of this and get ready to play in front